This is the save point.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Love it.
Yo,
I love
welcome
it.
To episode 44 of The Save Point. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, aka Chunklet the Mongoo. And today I'm not joined by my lovely co-host because she's somewhere in New York visiting fam, hitting New York Comic Con. If you're there, hit us up. We might be there. Maybe we can hang out. But she's busy. She can't join us today. But we just got finished watching the Smash reveal with the one and only SB. Brandon, what's good? How you doing?
SB, a.k.a. Soul Brandon, a.k.a. Brandon Life, here in the building, the virtual building, the actual building, multiple buildings. What's going on?
Not much. Chilling. And yo, and we're joined by the ever so lovely. You know, he just put out an album a couple weeks ago, Certified Lover Boy. We got Navi's. Ivan in the house. What's good, bro?
What's going on? This is your guy. This is the Pokemon Don himself, the master. Doing well, man. Doing well. Super excited to be here, as always. Every time I'm in the save point, I always feel a little more special.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Man. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, just know you're making Big Boss in the chat proud. You know what I mean? But yo.
A homie Big Boss.
Yeah, this would be maybe a quick episode because we're just getting this out of the way because we just saw the new Smash reveal, and if you're living under a rock, you may not know that Sora was just added to the Smash Ultimate roster.
Oh my God.
And if your head did not explode just now hearing that, it's probably because it exploded earlier when you saw the video live. But wow. Wow, 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 wow. I like Smash. I like me a little Smash, but I'm not that crazy in Smash, so I brought Smash experts on to talk about Smash, you know what I mean? Ivan, I want to hear from you first, bro. How you feel about Sora? How you feel about Sora?
Yeah, I mean, if there was any indication of how I jumped out of my seat and I was like, what? Because you know what it is? Where we are now in gaming, like, we shouldn't be surprised because we've seen so many crossovers. We're seeing so many different, IPs crossing into like another game and such like that. And so like, you know, Nintendo has done it super well to even pull the strings to get Sora. Especially we wouldn't even have Kingdom Hearts in, you know, we don't have any of like the main Kingdom Hearts games on Switch, but now we do because of cloud gaming. But it's so cool. He looks so cool. This is so much fun.
Yeah, I agree, man. And yo, we've been asking for this forever. So it's just like, fuck. Finally, you know, Disney always makes everything complicated, so this always seemed like a huge hurdle to jump over. But if anybody could get it done, it's the homie Sakurai. All right, yo, Brandon.
Yep.
Who are you giving the hands to first with Sora? Who's gonna be the first victim?
Hold on.
Is that? You know, is he come out on a Monday? Does he come out on a Monday?
I'm gonna check right now.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah. What was the date again?
Yes, he does.
He come does.
Out on a Monday. Look at that. Like, look at that. Look at Sakurai saying, Brandon, I got you. I got something for you. You know what? I'm not going to front. Like, when Jin was announced and released, I was like, yo, you know what? Maybe, just maybe I'll hop back into it. It's been a bit, like, from holding tournaments in person, holding tournaments online. You know, I was drained. I was drained of Smash. Like, being at home for, what, a year and a half? Doing Wi-Fi battles is not fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, there's a bunch of Wi-Fi warriors out in the matchmaking sphere, the matchmaking space. And I don't like it because I'd be facing a lot of people that really shouldn't be beating me.
The Sonics of the world.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna name no names. A bunch of banjos out here just throwing fucking full screen shoulders and I'm still getting hit somehow. But when Jin was announced, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get back into the game. Maybe I'm going to do it. His mechanics look cool. Mechanics look great. You know, let me come out there. And honestly, I was not hyped. I was not excited. I did not feel like playing. I bought the character. I thought about it. I played a couple rounds. It was cool, but I wasn't enthused about it. It didn't bring me back into it. And with this backdrop right now, look, with Mario picking up the flame and tossing this into the darkness... All right.
Yeah. For those who are listening on audio, if you haven't seen this, please go watch this.
You look at this trailer.
Yes, you have to. You have to.
Because just the way they presented it, they brought it back to like the original trailer, which interestingly enough was used, all right, at what was that? Our second in-person event back in 2019. Mm-hmm. We had that same
intro.
Of Inkling looking out, you know, but it had VGA on there, you know the vibes, you know what time it is. And then now we're here with that same graphic introducing Sora. And Sora just looks like he's going to play amazing. All right. He looks thoroughly enjoyable to play, which is something that like brings me as like a player back into it. Like if certain parts are unenjoyable, let me be like, yo, how am I going to enjoy this? This is a character who's literally taken from his own game. Mad floaty, mad combos, using magic, like just like not bound by the mechanics of Smash itself almost to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And so at this point, you know, also on our Discord, they've been asking me like, yo, when's the tournament coming back? I think, you know, we might have to do like a Sora launch tournament. Might have to do a lot, you know, the
mini Manos Monday.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I said I was gonna stop Manos Mondays, but we might have to bring that back just for the Sora announcement because fucking ridiculous, all right? I'm excited. I'm excited about Smash again.
Greg's saying you keep saying Jin, but I'm sure you mean Kazuya.
Oh, Jin, sorry. Look, that tells you how much I care. like I was not, you know what I mean? I thought I'd be enthusiastic about Kazuya. I was not. But Sora has me super excited, super enthralled, super, 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 super hyped.
Yeah. It was like you were saying before we even went live, like I think Sora, as much as everybody wanted Crash Bandicoot or Master Chief or a slew of other players that people were naming, I think Sora is literally the one character that it didn't matter who you wanted in the game, you would look at that and be like, oh fuck, that's a good character. Yeah. That's a good that character, you know? Yeah. Not another Fire Emblem character, not another Pokemon or whatever. Not another Final Fantasy character. As much as I love Sephiroth, we don't need no more. That was it. Cloud and Sephiroth are good. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what high level play is gonna look like with Sora. I'm excited to see who's gonna give out Manos with Sora at our next tournament.
The next gaming show.
I think we gotta have multiple smashes out. That's what I'm saying. We might have to bring back Manos Mondays just for for this.
I mean, I would love to move it to Sundays.
Mono Sundays.
You know what I mean? Just because Mondays are crazy, I want my Mondays back. But you know, we needed a small break from Mono's Mondays. Ten of them was a lot.
Mono Sunday for us is Mono's Monday for somebody else. That's all I'm saying. You know?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Because we live in the past for some.
You know what, Alyssa? Interesting. Before stream, I was talking about Waluigi was another potential character that people would feel good about, but that would have been, you know, in my opinion. Well, I wouldn't say lazy, but just it would have under-delivered. You know what I mean? Like, imagine this whole scene of seeing this fire drop and Mario doing some stuff, and then you see Waluigi pop out. I would have been like, you know what I mean? I guess. The only thing I would like to see is Waluigi have an uppercut. I would just like Waluigi to be uppercutting too. But besides that, I would not have been enthusiastic about Sora. About Waluigi. Yeah.
He would have made a really cool, like, yo, we putting Sora in the game. And like Marcus just said, again, that's 89 characters. Let's get an even 90. He would have been a cool, like, throw in there and be like, yo, you know what? We also heard what y'all was saying. And we throw Waluigi in there and boom. We didn't even got to go into a whole character breakdown and stuff like that. But that would have been cool. Fans would have been really, really happy about that. But,
all right. He's already an assist trophy,
and they said that they would never make an assist trophy a character. But he was like the one character when this game came out. That was the one character everybody was like, "Wow, he's really not in this game." That's crazy. Like that was absolutely nuts. So that's the only reason I say that. But all right, cool. It's kind of crazy. This is nuts, and I was saying this earlier. You know, we were all in Brandon's crib a little over 3 years ago when this game came out, and we had two copies. Shout out to Video Games NYC.
Shout out to the plug.
We got that game a couple of days early, and it was like 12-15 of us in the crib. I think that was the night I met Crystal too, if I'm not mistaken, because Greg had pulled up with Crystal. That was just an awesome night. And a lot of times when I think about VGA, I think about that night. I think about how us building VGA stemmed off of the feeling we had in that room with a whole bunch of people we fucked with playing a video game that we all loved and shit. It was different. But yo, that's coming to a close now. You know, like that chapter is closed now. Like this is the last character. We may not get no more music, may not get no more maps. How do you feel? How do you feel about the current state of Smash? I know you were saying those melee players got to leave that shit back, leave that shit behind. This is the old, this is Smash Ultimate. What do you think, Brandon? What do you think Smash is at right now?
I mean, it's called Smash Ultimate for a reason. All right, like, to me, this is the best iteration of Smash I've ever seen. You know, there's nothing you could say that this does not have. You know, they, where Melee is hyper technical, you know, Brawl then kind of took all, like, I don't want to say took a lot of the technical aspects out, but like was less technical than Melee. Mm-hmm. Then 4 became almost like a one player game with Bayonetta in it. And so Ultimate, I feel like, is the furthest point of refinement that we can get to have, you know, just a generally enjoyable game. And then you throw in this, you saw the stats. We got fucking how many stages?
1100 songs. 100 stages.
Characters from everywhere. We got Minecraft in here. We got Pac-Man in here. We got Banjo in here. Sephiroth's in here. Kazuya's in here. Now Sora. Like, there's, you can't tell me this is not the best Smash in existence. And so, you know, while Nick sounds cool, this Nick Battle Royale, I forget what it's even called anymore. Battle Arena.
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. Nick
Jr. Hi there. Face here. Okay, I don't know what, like, that's cute, that's cool. That game's gonna fizzle out, and you know what you're gonna still see years later? You're gonna see Smash Ultimate. I guarantee that.
I don't know about that. Listen, let me be a little controversial here, because we're done with DLCs, we're done with the fighters. We have all 79, right? They're 79 fighters.
Mm-hmm.
That's first of all, that's
89.
So sorry, what a ridiculous roster when you think about that. That is 89 characters. But the appeal of a new toy, right? And the mechanics, the way that it's played. There's so many circuits right now in New York who are trying to, like, hype up this game. Like, we're going to see, I feel like we're going to see something come up here, especially with, like, I'm sure they'll have more DLC. Like, it's just going to be more given, you know, as opposed to, like, now, this is all we're getting. Even those 89 characters, granted, this is all we're getting. Yeah, you'll see them in major tournaments and stuff like that. But I just, like, the appeal will be there just to play, but not to the way of, like, we're like, oh, well, you know, we'll wait for the next character. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm going to wait on Nickelodeon, see what they got, aka Nick Jr., for you.
Yo, look, I mean, people are playing a game that came out in 1990-something because they think that those mechanics are fucking awesome.
That's true.
And, I mean, as much as Brandon thinks that those characters are kiddish or whatever, like cat dog and stuff like that, a lot is to be said about that with some Melee characters. It's just that they're in games. They're not cartoons. So we're used to at least playing with them already. You know, like Pikachu is very cartoonish and quote-unquote childish, right, in some sentence. But, like, we're used to playing with him. So playing with him in another game doesn't seem weird or awkward. I think, here's the crazy thing. They're going to keep trying, man. Nickelodeon is never going to give up. They've tried this Nickelodeon All-Stars, Nickelodeon versions of games with their IPs and shit. They are trying over and over again. My only hope is the mechanics in this game are actually good. And, you know, people were, like, doing, like, review videos of, like, trailers and, like, early gameplay and saying, like, oh, shit, this is, you know, this is crazy. Like, this is awesome. Because we haven't seen, like, another game kind of compete with Smash on that same, on that same level of, like, technicality and shit like that.
Yeah, they definitely had some consultants on there.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
I mean, to help build that out. And that's, for lack of better terms, that's my problem. These people are trying to build something. Like, while I, listen, and this is me longstanding, like, being strongly a part of the FGC, the fighting game community. Mm-hmm. And you know, watching this transpire, you know, like, Melee's cool. Melee's great. You know what I mean? Like, yo, OS throws a Melee tournament, you know, every week. I mean, I've been there. You know how many people are there? Go check it out. All right? Like, you know, while I think that that's cool and that caters to them, you know, it doesn't have the type of outreach that Ultimate does. And
no,
so
yeah.
while you know, Nickelodeon could become very highly technical game, which could, you know, really become a niche for certain people and stay alive for sure. I just don't think that overarching, it's going to be better than Smash Ultimate.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, it is. It won't.
No, I mean, yeah, it won't. I definitely don't think this first iteration of this game is going to be better than something that Smash has been mastering for, like, almost 20 years now, kind of thing. But I do think it creates, like, an interesting point where, like, now if you want to make a game like that, it's got to be at least that good now, You know, like if the mechanics in this Nickelodeon game are really, really good, then that's the standard now for those kind of games. You can't make a platform fighter game like that and it be ass anymore. And I think that's the cool thing about it, because then it just elevates it. And, you know, and as much as we might not think it'll be better than Smash, the thing about Smash definitely being better than that game and you feeling like it has to be and it is and all this stuff is that it definitely has to be and it has to continue to show off that it is. And so that'll continue to make Smash to be better. Whenever the fuck the next Smash is going to come out, we don't need
We're not going to need the next five years. Let Sakurai rest.
Let my
Here's the thing. It's not so much about...
My man's been doing this for like 20 years.
Yeah, it's not so much about I want another Smash game. It's just about... I said it when this game originally came out. I was like, damn, they got 70 characters in this game. And it looks amazing. It plays amazing. All this stuff. I was like, why the fuck do we ever need another Smash? You know? And so I still got to ask that question again today. 20 additional characters later and all this other jazz. Why do we need another Smash? Especially now, having gotten characters that we never would have thought we'd get in Sephiroth, Kazuya, Sora, just to name the last three. What do you think, Brandon? Do you think we'll ever get one? Do you think we need one? Does it just get to the point of 4K or...
I mean, I'm just hoping they let my man rest for at least like 5 years. Nintendo assaults this man every day. They come back to Sakurai like, hey, yo, boss, we need another one.
You heard how he said, I post a picture of this game every day on my Twitter. Nintendo's in his text right now, like, yo, haven't posted that picture yet. Where's the picture for today, dog?
They pressed him.
Yep.
No, but like, you know what? We gotta understand, like, this Sakurai is also the creator of Kirby. All right, like this guy is a legend in the game. This is no slouch. This isn't someone who is not passionate about what he does. Like, I'm sure those tweets are just showing him.
It's him flexing, like, yo,
you know what? Look at this cool stuff that's in my game. Like, yo, look, I took this picture of some random shit and it looks fly. I would be doing that every day too. Like, yo, I can just hop in my game, not even play. Let me just go take pictures. He's doing Smash Bros. Snap. All right, that's what he's playing. He's not even playing regular Smash.
The same
Smash
game.
No
he's playing a different game. Yeah,
he's playing Smash Bros. Snap right now. All right, he just goes in, takes pictures. He gets achievements. He set personal achievements for himself in the game. You can't even access them. Did he work on the new Kirby? He most likely did. If he didn't,
I think he had a hand on it.
He's like head in charge of the Kirby IP. So, you know, I have no doubt in that. But in my opinion, like, yo, you know, I think Nintendo, you know, this is obviously one of the strongest IPs in Nintendo's lineup, and is, you know, particularly their only real entry into the FGC. And so, you know, realistically, I don't know how you top Ultimate. Like, what comes after Ultimate? Like, Spectacular, Smash Bros. Spectacular. I don't even know what the name you get. Like, you'd have to start back at the beginning. You'd have to just Smash Bros. Eight characters.
Eight characters,
like, that has every move ever. And that's it. Like, we just start over. We rebuild it from scratch. Because it's like, I don't understand how you top this anymore.
Yeah, 100%. What about you, Ivan?
I mean, we're talking, I mean, if, are we talking about like the longevity? In the end of the day, like, can we ever replicate something as great as Smash? No, like, I don't think there's just anything that's going to be just like Super Smash Bros. I mean, they've done, like,
it's the biggest collaborative effort ever across anything, in my opinion. Like,
let's talk about 1986 when we saw that commercial with like Donkey Kong, Yoshi, Pikachu.
Keep falling on my head.
Yeah, and then you start beating.
Just soon be turning. I think it was Yoshi first who just tripped.
I'll never forget that commercial. I'll see this on my TV. I'm like, yo, I didn't know you can have Pikachu beat up Donkey Kong, and then who's Ness? I don't know who this guy is. The small guy, but Luigi, and you're like, blew your mind. Bunch of Nintendo characters can beat the snot at each other. Fast forward to where we are now, like 20 years, where it's like we have different IPs, like doing all this. Like, there is, like, remember PlayStation All Stars?
Yeah.
They tried. Didn't work out too well. Yeah, because they try to make it different, but it's like you can't really break that formula.
The sauce is the sauce.
Like, the sauce is sauce. You can't change it.
You can't.
Who was there with me? It was probably Greg was there with me. I feel like Pat was there with me. I know. I feel like Marcus might have been there. I feel like I remember very vividly. I was in a lunchroom, all right, with some homies, sitting there talking about, you know, it'd be great if we had a game
where Mario,
Yoshi, and all these other people would sit here and fight with each other for a little bit. All right, like I was like, yo, it'd be cool if they had this character, that character, the other character. And then next thing you know, it manifested. It existed, all right? And now we're at a point where, like, I don't know who else I would even want in this game anymore. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, we have Cloud. We got Sephiroth. We got Kazuya. I mean, maybe Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero would probably just go, you know.
That would be wild.
Combat, yeah. MK all day. But outside of that, like, you know, what else, what else could I want from this? You know, and this is... I'm going to keep comparing it to Nick because, you know, them releasing this today was a straight up fuck you to them.
Yeah.
Was an attack because they felt like not that they felt threatened, but they felt like, oh, we're like, you just gonna like take our game. you just going to take our game. Like, say less. And so like, you know, I am, it's crazy to be here. It's crazy to be here at this point in time where we have something like this right now. That fucking now Sora's in here. Sora. Do you understand like the potential for more people to buy Smash just because Sora's in here? 100%. Do you know that Kingdom Hearts fan base is I want to call them let's call
rabid,
them
rabid.
Rabid.
Rabid. Yeah. They're rabid.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's the word I got for them, man.
Like, I'm to say that they're, you know, they're very eclectic. They're very eclectic. You know, they're
eclectic. Group of individuals. Okay.
Because they
passionate.
Thousands of hours into these games, all right? Thousands of hours into these games to figure out lore, played mobile. Played fucking DS games, played on different systems all across the board, just to even enjoy this game. Do you know how many other people they got that just come into here and then play this? Wow.
Look, Alyssa says she does play Smash. She hates Smash.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So look at that.
Right. So then, you know, I mentioned that then to go back to this Nickelodeon game. You know, I think the reason why I don't think this is going to succeed is because in the FGC, while mechanics are good, like, we also want shit to look cool. Like, this, if anything, the Nickelodeon game, while, you know, having good mechanics, seems like more of a party game than any other game. You know, just because it is literally feeding into children's wants and needs. You know what I mean? Like, yo, yeah, I would love to have Nigel Thornberry wild out on people. You know what I mean? I'd love to play
I feel you, but that's what Smash did. This commercial that we're watching right now, that's exactly what Smash did.
It's different doing that with cartoons than characters we're used to playing with already.
Yeah, and that's
that we've already been playing with and that I'd love to see fight with each other.
No, 100%.
You know what I mean? That I've personally taken through worlds and not just watched them within their own worlds. And so, you know, with that, like I said, I wish the Nickelodeon team well. You know, I shouts to all their consultants, you know, shouts to, you know, everyone that's worked on the game. It looks real good. But in 2 weeks, that game is getting shut down. All right?
It's getting shut down.
And like, yo, I know we're going to see it. Like, Mondo, you brought up, we're going to see it in tournaments. We're going to see it here. We're going to see it there. I, as a grown-ass man who plays fighting games, will not be seen playing some fucking Nickelodeon game. I don't see myself doing it.
I feel you.
I'll hop in our game chat right now. We've been posting stuff. Yo, this game looks crazy. Yo, these videos look good. I bet you not one person is buying this Nickelodeon game.
Oh boy.
Tell me I'm lying.
I feel you.
I bought it because it was on sale. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Who are you gonna play with?
And you're gonna stream it.
And I'm gonna stream, right? I'm gonna have to stream it. It's like, all right, we'll get stream some
points. Listen, stick to what you know. Pokemon done. Get that Pokemon Odysseus. Get some other shit. Open some cards, bro. Stick to what you know.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Listen, I just want to see what the hype's about, or lack thereof. Obviously, they did pretty good marketing. They did some pretty good marketing.
Look, my whole thing is just because there's a good shooter out there, or like a specific type of shooter, like say a sci-fi shooter, doesn't mean nobody can't go and make another sci-fi shooter. You can go do whatever you want. So Smash is owning this lane for sure, 100%. Call of Duty owns that FPS lane and all that shit. Doesn't mean nobody else is gonna go not make an FPS game. Somebody's gotta come in here and make a game similar to Smash. Can't just be Smash. I know you don't wanna fight with SpongeBob against CatDog, but some people do. Some kids do. Some adults do. You know? I think it's gonna be interesting though. So, damn, I think that's it. Is any other thoughts on Smash? I think there's only like one other thing to talk about this week, and then we can get out of here.
Yo, man. I mean, ugh. I just can't wait to play. I don't know. I don't know. Like, now I want to play. Now I want to play. I actually want to play now. Yeah. Like, Alyssa just sent me this thing about they're having an Untekkable Infinite in Nickelodeon. In the Nickelodeon game, and it just so happens to look just like Fox's jab combo, jab infinite. This is what I'm talking about, where it's like, it's shaky. It felt like they wanted to do a palette swap on Smash, and Jess just quoted,
how Jada different is, can you make mechanics, man? Mechanics is a mechanic. How many different ways can you punch?
Well, this is what I want to point. This is what I've been pointing out all along. Mechanics don't make the game.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Mechanics don't make the game, man. Like,
I don't know. If
Sora's mechanics and it's the same mechanics, then I want to go with what I like. And I'm not. I don't want to play as Sandy.
Only reason I'm gonna disagree is Sora's mechanics are fire, and that's what's also making him a good character. It is about mechanics, but it's also about playing with characters you want to play with, for sure. But can't tell me nobody wants to play a game with SpongeBob. Do you know how popular SpongeBob is?
Yeah.
What's the last game you played with SpongeBob?
One of the SpongeBob games years ago when I was a kid. I don't remember the name, but I've played a SpongeBob game. Okay.
I've never in my life played one SpongeBob game.
Okay, cool. But that's not the point. He's popular from a pop culture standpoint. Like, literally. He's one of the biggest pop culture cartoons ever. Like, ever, ever. There's only, like, maybe five other ones you could put up there with him. Like, Mickey Mouse. Pikachu.
Listen, man.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, his motherfucker's up there.
Hello Kitty. Not
Nah, Hello Kitty. No, she's not a. That's not a cartoon. I know they made a cartoon. They made a cartoon for her, but she was like a brand.
Chris, to comment on that, I mean, like, that's not the only thing that makes a game. Like, I feel like that's what's been hyping up Nickelodeon is because of the mechanics, but, like, the characters are not drawing me in, man. I'm not playing that. Like, I think. You know what's cool? Like, once again, I see the heavy push for the FGC. I like it. You know what I mean? That sounds cute. Like, I see the vision, my guys. I see the vision. I see what y'all are trying to do. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like the same reason why, you know, Guilty Gear was cool, you know, but I didn't get too heavy into Guilty Gear. And then the FGC is also big on moving from game to game to game to game. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're huge on, like, hey, we're playing this now. You know, now Melty Blood.
Yeah,
Melty Blood is, like, now the new hype thing that a lot of FGC people are pushing for. You know, and this is where longevity matters. Like, Chris, you just brought up, well, that's why people are still playing Melee. And to me, Ultimate is the new Melee. Like, Melee is going to be played for a while. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, we're gonna see Ultimate for quite some time, and hopefully they let my man Sakurai rest.
Hopefully. Greg, I would say SpongeBob is the Mario of this game, because he's the only character I think that is as popular as Mario in that game. But and also Nickelodeon's like main character or whatever. All right, cool. All right. That's pretty much it for the Smash thing. I just wanted to talk about one other thing. I don't know if y'all read up on it or anything like that.
Bring it up.
Like the Windows 11 reviews and previews and stuff like that. We PC master race over here. I am. I don't know what I mean. But we're all on PCs right now talking. Y'all gonna upgrade to Windows 11? Have y'all been paying attention to Windows 11? In my opinion, it's a copy paste of Mac OS just on Windows. But
I mean, a lot of these updates are very, you know, graphic oriented. Yeah. I'm actually on the insider beta builds, so usually I get some of these things a little bit early, but yeah, I mean, you know, I've like little bit been on it to a certain degree, but then I roll back because then it breaks a lot of shit for me. You know what I mean? Between a lot of the programs that I have. So short answer is yes. Like, but you know, as a techie, what I would recommend to most individuals is don't do it right away. If you do a lot of things that are program heavy, you know, like the Adobes, some things may wind up breaking a little bit more than you're used to. You know, fucking OBS and Streamlabs, until those things get updated, yeah. Some of those may be breaking a little bit more than you're used to. So I've actually had to personally roll back a couple times and turn off auto insider builds because things kept breaking. So it be like that.
I feel that. What about you, Ivan?
So I just got a chance to see sort of like the images and what it looks like, and I think you're right. Like the UI looks very similar to
Mac.
How? Yeah, so to the Mac. It looks clean, mm-hmm. You know, it looks clean, but so is Windows 10. I think what I loved about Windows 10 was like it's the whole bars, you know, the apps and everything. Like it was cool. It was definitely a bigger jump than I think Windows 7 or 8. I think was it 8 that was kind of like not so good. People didn't really care for 8.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's tough. It's tough when it's like, you're either competing with yourself or you're competing against others. And there's always going to be a little bit of like, you know, copy pasta, you know?
No, 100%. Yeah. And I think it's refreshing. I don't like how much it looks like Mac OS. I wish they had just taken sort of like the feature sets that they were kind of trying to take from them or like borrow from them. And, you know, I like that rugged blackness of Windows 10. I think it was like, in my opinion, the first good Windows in a very, very long time. Like,
I agree with that.
Like, wow, did I hate Windows for a long time? And Windows 10 made me start loving Windows again.
Yeah,
like, made really me did. Enjoy using Windows again. And so yeah, I agree with Brandon. I'm eager to upgrade to it and like change to it, but not until the apps I live off of are functioning completely, like the Photoshops, the Premieres, OBS,
yeah,
and,
man. We can't
and
be
anything
that.
Else, because yeah. Right. But oh, I mean, this is a gaming podcast. On the gaming tip, the reason I'm looking forward to this too is like better xCloud integration into the Xbox app. Even though they did update the Xbox app on Windows 10 recently to add it, it just looks a little more seamless and better on Windows 11. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And yeah,
Go ahead.
No. That's it.
I was going to say that for me, I think it's them trying to take a little bit more market from, you know, Apple, yeah. Because I do realize like people who have been on Macs for so long, like look at Windows, like it's foreign technology, like it's alien, like where do I go? What do I do? Yeah. You know what I mean? When it's really, in my opinion, and I mean, being a techie that, you know, take my opinion with a grain of salt, but it's really not that crazy.
No.
you know, like you just got to press some buttons and you'll be all right.
The X is on the left side. The X is on the right side on this one.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. So, yeah. And so it's like, you know, I think making those users comfortable, you know, will allow more people to, you know, potentially look at it as an alternative, which, you know, will save people some dollars at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Macs are hella expensive for hardware that is more than half the times half the price. You know what I mean? Like you're paying for stuff, and this is what I tell people all the time. I'm like, yo, you can get something with the same type of hardware literally for half the price.
Yeah. No, 100%.
And be Gucci. And so like I think having a user interface that's going to be a little bit more welcoming for people is just going to allow people to make that transition. And then now, specifically for gamers and stuff like that, now with all this xCloud stuff, now with all the rest of the integration that it has, fam. It is going to be amazing, I think. But wait on it.
No, I mean, as somebody who was primarily Mac for a long time, I want to say easily the last 10 years before I got my most recent PC, it was mostly for the reliability. Like, yeah, I used to pay way more for what I could get the same of in like an HP laptop or something like that. But again, those Windows were trash. And I always felt like after 2-3 years of having my Windows laptop, I was already looking at maybe getting another Windows laptop, and that shit fucking sucked. I also hated paying $200 or having to, you know, search for a product key online so I can get the next version of Windows because they were charging a heaping amount of money for it. But that's another good thing about Windows 11. If you got Windows 10, it's going to be a free upgrade. Another thing that they've taken and learned from Apple in that they don't need to charge $100 just to upgrade your OS. Yeah. That's a welcome change too. Yo guys, I think that's it. I wanted to sit here and talk about Squid Game. I don't know if y'all have watched it. I also don't know if everybody who's watching this or listening to this has watched it. But all I want to say is, wow, what a show. And you should go watch it if you have not watched it yet.
For sure. 1,000%.
And I'm just leaving it at that.
Wow, I will watch it. I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, Ivan. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I've had the time.
But that's no, I feel that. So, yeah, I feel so that. Watch episode one. And then you're gonna start planning to make the time. Like, watch the first episode, okay. And then you're gonna be like, oh shit, I gotta start finding time.
I gotta figure out the time.
Might not stream tonight. Might have to watch Squid Game. Nah. All right, y'all. Yo, I think that's it. This was a short episode. I just wanted to talk about the Smash thing and get an episode like in this week. Any last words? Any other thing y'all want to say?
R.I.P. Nick All Stars or whatever it's called.
I knew.
I knew it. I will gladly accept it with open arms, and I will let you know my feedback as soon as I start playing the game. I think it's downloading right now, so I'll let you know.
Awesome.
All right, is that you're gonna stream it today?
While I watch Squid Game. I may. I'll have to set this up, but I definitely do want to get back into streaming. I think
you're still in boxes, man.
Like, you see it back here. But that's just because of other things in my life. So, yeah, but I need to do this.
I mean, if you're gonna stream it, just let me know. Let me know. I would like to watch.
Allegedly, I'd like to actually, watch.
Yeah, I would like to watch. I would like to see because I'm not buying it.
Oh God,
I love it. I'm not supporting it. You know what I mean? It's cool. It sounds cute. You're not gonna find me out here. Oh, also, yo, they only have two. They only have two Ninja Turtles. I forgot about that. Mike and Leo. I mean, there's probably a strong, strong guess that we're gonna have Ralph and Donatello. As DLC, yeah. Actually, yo, I'm watching it right now. Does not look good.
Right, here we go, man. All
right, I'm watching it right now.
Listen.
Does not look good.
Anyway. Brandon, where can they find you on socials?
Where can you find me? Yo, I mean, on socials, I'm everywhere. Brandon Life, LYFE _ you see me. What up?
All right, cool. Ivan, you still there? Oh, he walked away.
Ivan is Navis, I think two A's, NAAV
_NAAVIIZ.
Look at
two
Navi.
A's,
look at that.
Two
I's, look at
that. Double vowels.
Let's see it.
Right. Talk to Vanna White on that.
Ooh, it's a nice, cute little switch right there, like that.
You feel me?
Oh, you got it on the switch?
Yeah.
Oh damn, definitely not gonna play well. All right, can't wait to see it. Nah, I'm just done.
I'm watching someone stream it right now, and it looks like Sakurai didn't make it.
Sakurai didn't.
I did not make it. Yeah, it looks like it definitely looked like.
But like he did not work on it. That's what it looked like.
That's not the consultant they got on it.
Yeah, it looked like someone was like, let me like watching him make his game and try to make a game from it.
I'm
gonna stop slandering.
All right, Mondo. AKA Chunk Leather Mangu. Shout out to the hostess with the mostest who's not here, Alyssa Rosa. Who's here modern anyways, you know? She was like,
you know what I mean?
I'm not on the episode. I'm going to still show up. I'm going to still pull up. Love that energy. That's why she the boss, because I don't always do that when I'm not on the show. So anyways, that is episode 44. Oh, shit. Adele put out a teaser for new music. Just needed to say that. Just needed to put that out there.
That's so Adele.
Damn, looking forward to that. Anyways, love it. This was episode 44 of The Save Point. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching live. If you've been here live with us, appreciate y'all always. If you're listening on a podcast service or YouTube or anything, hit that like, hit that review, 5-star, leave us a comment or review. And yeah, tell a friend to listen to us too. You know what I mean? Tell your mom, tell your aunt, somebody.
Tell somebody.
Yeah, tell them to listen to this episode. You know, this is a special VGA episode. You know, it's not just usually the guys.
Listen, see something, say something.
See something, say something. Oh my God.
Love it.
Anyways, appreciate y'all. Have a great day, afternoon, evening, weekday, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. And deuces.